back at WNST, Towson Baltimore, and Baltimore Positive. It's a special week around here. First things first, I get to wear my San Diego Padres throwback, my Tony Gwynn that I purchased back in 2015 on the 30-30 baseball tour. But it's my birthday on Friday, and I'm celebrating with friends. I'm going to be at Fade Lee's having a legitimate Baltimore Lexington Market crab cake for my 54th birthday. It's all brought to you by our friends at the Maryland Lottery. We're doing the show down there. Our friends at Goodwill and Window Nation will also be with us. Got great, great guests. Felicia Porter's coming down. Odette Ramos is coming down. My pal Tom Cole's going to be stopping by. We're going to be talking about crab cakes with Damie. It's going to be a lot of fun this week. And, you know, I wore my Padres. I've been wearing it for a couple days now. And I figured John Martin from the Maryland Lottery would have his Guardian thing out. It was a rough start to the series. I mean, at various points, you may hear this between now and Sunday when the Ravens play, and we, you know, got our own issues going up to the Meadowlands. But from a baseball perspective, John, I have you on all the time. Everybody sort of knows you've got some Cleveland in you. We'll talk about the Brownies next week. We have them. So, but you wore your hat last week, and this is the only Major League Baseball licensed thing I have in my home that's not like an Oriole hat or something like that. And I love this piece. I've always sort of loved the Padres. I have a Padre thing. And it's the playoffs, and you got to adopt a team other than whoever's playing the Yankees, right? Which is your team in this particular case, right? But it's baseball. It's fun. And I think Luke and I got into this, and it's how the jersey got on. There's some hope here. And when we watch you have fun and our Yankees friends have fun again and our Dodgers and the Astros and like all that, The baseball's fun. I know you guys at the lottery are a part of it, but this is a fun week for you because you can dream a little bit, just like the lottery.
It is a very fun week, Nestor. Yes, and congratulations. I'm glad for moments like this, after you've disclosed you've been wearing that for several days, that we're not in studio, that we're doing this remote thing.
It needs to smell like the postseason, John, you know?
Wow.
Yeah,
wow, that's a little ripe. Hey,
this doesn't have enough dirt, Mississippi Valley mud. It doesn't Delaware Valley mud. It doesn't have any of that, you know?
Right, right. I just cut myself in the monitor there. My haircut looks good.
Are you saying that my hair doesn't look good today?
Hey, I'm not making a reference at all. I'm just saying my haircut looks good. That's all. Enough said. Turn the page.
I know I need my haircut.
No, that's all right.
Paul reminds me of that all the time. I need to talk to you a couple things. First things, sports wagering and where we are. And obviously for Ravens fans and folks who play this game, the scratch offs, and I'll be giving these away on my birthday at Fade Lee's. You have till the 17th to get to the Jacksonville thing. But I'm actually going this weekend, absent from the Meadowlands. I'm going up to Perryville this weekend. Todd Heap's going to be up there. Dwayne Starks. The sports wagering thing is expanding. We've talked about Swark and mobile and all of that. But the bricks and mortar and the fun. I went down to Live last year back. They're open, and on Sundays, it's quite an experience, and I'm looking forward to a little brunch up at Perryville here this week.
You should. You should. It's a great time. Certainly, any occasion to visit our casino partners, but particularly on a football day is a great time. And we just released this week our numbers for the month of September, which, as we've talked before, this was the time we were ready for the beginning of the football season. So you could actually place your wagers. And the Marylanders responded. We had a great month of September across the 7 properties that have retail sports books, north of $31 million on the handle, which is the amount of money that casinos and sports wagering books take in. And the net
sounds like a lot. I mean, for a month, right? I mean, it's just a month, right?
It is. It's a good start. It will get better. You know, clearly.
Well, $31 million more that didn't happen last year.
Well, but the net, and that's where I was getting to. The $984,000 goes to the state for the month of September, and that supports the blueprint for Maryland's future fund to support education.
It's almost $1 million. $981.
Almost $1 million.
Okay, fair enough.
But I would venture to say, and I hate it when I have to forecast things, but I do that all the time. It's part of my job. I would say that certainly through the football season, we'll tickle that $1 million mark. October, November, December, January, certainly with the playoffs, we'll exceed that. So until mobile actually kicks in, let's say a year from now, when all the mobile property is up and running, we anticipate an annual run rate of about $20, $25 million net to the state for the blueprint for Maryland's future fund.
Okay, so that's 20 to 25 million next year is what you're saying, or calendar year July to July?
Right. I would say it'd be the calendar year of 23.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
So what I was going to ask you, because you are a forecaster and we don't script these things, and I ask you hard questions.
Wait, what? This is unscripted?
No, this is unscripted. I'm not reading the script, but this isn't a gotcha question, but up or down from where you thought it would be, like knowing there's seven, knowing where you were, believing what you believed. Did you believe it'd be more or less than 31 million and almost a million to the state in the first year? Because you're forecasting almost 2 million a month in the future. You don't have the thing built out. I mean, we got a place just opening this weekend, right? So some of these places are still coming online, and it will grow just for the nature of it, right? Because there's going to be more and better and repeat business and things that just there's nothing to measure this against from last year.
Well, right. Yeah, that's just it. The benchmark, you're making your own benchmark as you go. But fortunately, we're not the first one to do this in the country. And we have a number of other states and states that we model ourselves with. I mean, like, we're not going to model ourselves with New York. I mean, that doesn't make sense. But you model yourself with what's going on in Virginia and some of the other municipalities around the country, and you realize that mobile wagering, when it's up and running, is 90% of the market. 10% is the retail. But the way we rolled it out,
that's
here,
an incredible number. I don't mean, you just dropped this knowledge on me. You know, people say, "Hey, we do these things with the lottery," but no, we learn stuff around here. That's an amazing. Because I wonder, I mean, look, I'm watching baseball playoffs. It's bet. I watch football on Sunday. Bet. And, you know, I mean, you and I have discussed this in my real world about wagering. My wife's out playing. By the way, both the big games are getting big. My wife's getting involved in that again. But I see it and I think to myself, yeah, it's a click away. And there's the first one's free and like all of that. But to me, I'm old school. Like, it's Vegas to me. I want an experience. I'm excited about getting up Sunday morning and going to Las Vegas and Perryville for a little while. But I do understand that it's sort of like shopping at home, right? Like, if you can click it and make it happen, that's the future, right? The future is mobile.
Absolutely. And you know, you gave me a little bit of an opening there, so I'm gonna go through it and just some of my, you asked what I think, my expectations.
I love,
you know,
this. Thank you.
Back in the earlier days of sports wagering, back when it wasn't pervasive, and you know, you had the football game and you had, you know, point spread, right? So as sophisticated as it was a generation ago, it was okay, it's the Giants and the Ravens this week. You know, the Giants are getting X number of points, and you picked one or the other. And that was sports wagering for a long time. And that's why at those early days, the net for the sports books was single digits, you know, 5-7%, because there wasn't a lot of sophistication. You know, somebody won, somebody lost. Yeah, maybe it was a push from time to time, but you know, that was it. Flash forward to today, where you've got, you know, like you said, everywhere you turn, people are telling you, and that, you know, parlay bets and prop bets and all these things.
You can bet on whether Aaron Judge is going to homer in his next at bat or not.
But you know what? A lot necessarily doesn't mean an educated clientele. And here's my point. The hold for this month of September, I just reported, in aggregate was 21%. Remember a few minutes ago, I said 5-7%. So now the books are holding significantly more. Why, you ask? I will tell you why. You've got people who just don't understand what they're betting, flat out. Parlays, spoiler alert, the house wins big time on parlays. Yeah, it's cool to say, hey, I'm going to do this game and this game and this game.
It's hard enough to pick one.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So old guys would tend to stick with that. We'll pick one and see how it goes.
Well, listen, I mean, in the old days, there was books written on how to play blackjack against the house. Now It's literally with sports or the daily racing form, if you're picking horses for years and years, right, that you're trying to get inside information. Or, you know, this was the thing about me being a media member, John, and his little shoot interview for the other way around. If I openly went into a football locker room at any point during my career, at any point, and discussed spreads or points, or pretended that I bet, or came onto this microphone with the FCC license I had and said that I got action on games. And I was always shocked that in New York, you'd hear radio hosts talk about those things. It was just taboo, and we're just in a different place right now, right? And I think everybody needs to be careful to some degree on all of that, including responsibly. I will be playing responsibly on Sunday when I'm there as well. But I would just say the world's changed. And I guess that's you and me getting together once a week to talk about way more than just the lottery as we get into this, because I mean, I'm diving in and thinking about it from someone that would just want to bet $5. It is amazing the amount of opportunity out there that's available. And when you say 90% mobile, that's just that's an amazing thing to think about how this is going to grow here for what you're doing, that there's never been a mobile bet placed here. Right. And once this thing happens, it's going to just be a game changer, really a paradigm change.
And we have fingers, eyes, and toes crossed that all of those things that it will be up and running before the end of December. So as we've said previously, the application window closes on Friday, October 21st. SWARC will hand us a list of those people eligible to be qualified. We will do the qualification process. And on October 27th, at our public meeting, Maryland Lottery and Gaming Control Commission will announce who are the first wave of new licensees. And then it gets kicked back to SWARC, and they will do the much more in-depth awarding and vetting of the business plans and all the things that have gone behind the scenes. And then they will, at hopefully one of their next public meetings, maybe November 16th, maybe earlier, who knows, they will then announce those that are awarded a license back to us. And then we issue the license by doing the control procedures, internal controls, responsible gaming, controlled demonstrations. And hopefully by the end of that whole exhaustive process, we have multiple apps available for Marylanders before the holidays and before the month of December is out.
For you, John Martin is here, director of all things Maryland Lottery and Gaming. We're talking about some sports wagering right now. We'll get into the big jackpots and what's going on. We got a lot of winners around here. We still have a few days left to get into the Jacksonville jackpot. But for you, as someone that's rolled this out with great professionalism, and you're always accountable to me once a week, telling me all of this, everything you say that's going to happen, it usually does happen. I can sense when you're high and low and disappointments through all of this. So a year into this, 1 month, you get first numbers back. The numbers are where they are. You know they're going to grow. From a global standpoint, if you're speaking to a corporate crowd, what would you say has been the biggest challenge or reward in all this to getting this thing up? Because this time last year, you and I were doing this, and this was a vision, right? Like, this thing has really rolled out quickly. For as much as you were hand-wringing in angst about trying to get everything out, I'm going to a place this weekend. There's football games. The Giants and the Ravens are playing, and you have real numbers, and they're, I don't know if they're good or bad. They're certainly not meager. You know, it's not a little thing that's going on. And it's a thing that I can obviously see the growth in, that as much as we talk about this, we can see it from watching sports, that this is going to grow, that this last year for you, this has got to be pretty gratifying to some degree, right?
Well, yes, it is. But by the same token, you know, we're not there yet. And it's like, you know, Yankee fans who are taunting me that, you know, woohoo, woohoo, you know, I remind them you need to win three in a best of five series, and we'll talk on the weekend. But the reality is, until we actually are in and running, we're still not there. And the thing that's been the biggest challenge, I've said it before, and hopefully I won't have to say it too much longer, is been that whole integration process. It is the most comprehensive sports wagering legislation in the country. And as part of that, it was the blending of Maryland Lottery and Gaming and SWARC to come together and make this happen. And that's been a little bit of a choreography, a little bit of a dance routine. We're still stepping on each other's toes from time to time. But we'll get there. And if we get there, you know, before the
holidays. Isn't that good though? I mean, I'm just saying, from a consumer standpoint, in a world of monopolies, you have left and right talking to each other and saying, let's get this right. Let's have compliance. Let's make sure that's on the up and up, right? We're a year into this, we're reporting numbers here. I keep talking, we got officials making bad calls, right? Right. I mean, we can get into that. Right. That's right. Hard enough. And that's at the heart of this. I've said the NFL is their own police on who wins and loses a bet. Right. So, but from your perspective in doing this, having it be a little difficult probably isn't the worst thing. A little slower, but probably more. There's more integrity from my standpoint to sit here and say there's more than one set of eyes on it.
There is no doubt about that. And yes, the frustration that is probably the fan inside of me talking, you know, as Marylanders are not too shy about reaching out to me and expressing their displeasure. But you're right. The other part of me, which is the regulator, can see it in black and white. It is not shades of gray. You're either there or you're not. And right now we're not there. So we will be. And you know, I don't want to get, you know, all harbs about you at this point in the game, but you know, that's what it is. That's the Monday morning after, and that's where we are, and we're not there yet.
Well, I'm going to enjoy myself this week. John Martin's here, director of all things Maryland Lottery and Gaming. All right, big prizes. You know, it's almost a half a billion dollars. It's like exceeded Lamar money. You know, it's almost LeBron money now right. For you Cleveland guys.
Right. Yeah, we're knocking on that $500 million door on both Powerball and Mega Millions. So track them this week.
Have they both ever been like, is there a record for both of them being 7-8 at the same time?
Yeah, we had this conversation internally, and you know, you forget. We're old here, so you forget. But I was quick to say, no, January of 2021, not that long ago.
Well, it was in the middle of a plague, so it's weird, right?
January of 2021, our friends out in Western Maryland at Lona Koenig, we sold the Powerball right. $730 million, $731 to be exact, million-dollar Powerball ticket, while the Mega Millions was in that same range, because a couple weeks later, Mega Millions went at $1.5 billion. So, yeah, we've been in this rarefied air where they're both in significant triple digits. We're enjoying the ride, and hopefully, from my lips to God's ears, we could cash in again another billion-dollar jackpot on this run.
Well, you know, you give me an opportunity when you say Lona Koenig to show my love of the great state, the free state, that I've been to Lona Koenig and to Lefty Grove Park. And if you drive to Deep Creek Lake ever, get off the highway, go down around the mountain and go through Lona Koenig and take a selfie at Lefty Grove Park, especially if you love baseball as much as John Martin and I do. Anything else we got? We got some winners and stuff. I know you have like an unclaimed big winner that happened this week. Like when these winners happen, you're like, all right, waiting for the phone to ring. You know, you won 600 grand or whatever the number is. And sometimes that takes a little time, right? The unclaimed prizes, yeah, we don't talk about much around here.
I'm not concerned. You know, yeah, $500,000 is a lot, but it is altering, life altering. And you should take the time and do the research and consult with advisors on what it means, particularly if you have obligations and an extended family. And how do you manage that? But I also like the fun ones. And all these stories are available at mdlottery.com for people to check out. One of my favorite ones is just new today or yesterday. We had a young lady visiting from New Jersey. You know where this is going to end up, don't you? Visiting from New Jersey, visiting family and friends. Oh, I'll try this lottery ticket thing. Bam, $100,000.
How does that work when you win out of state? The same as it works in state?
She takes her money, puts it in her purse, and gets on the highway. That's the same thing.
Is there a state tax thing difference, or I'm just saying, I don't know. You know.
Well, that's right. We would not get all of that money, but I'm sure you know somebody somewhere, New Jersey, Uncle Sam, somebody's going to have their hand out along the way too. But the reality is, you know, she'll have plenty left over.
Yeah, that's a good point. That's a good point.
She'll have plenty left over. But those are fun stories. So you know, from one end of the spectrum to the other, the retirees who you know play their same numbers religiously and eventually it pays off and you have to you know hope that that does well for them. But we also have fun out in the community. You know, we have a number of events coming up. We're going to be out and about coming up on. Let me get my calendar here. I lost my calendar.
Let me know. I need to do some stuff here because the weather's been nice. It's my birthday. You guys are always at like fun places where there's beer. Fun, like the trifecta last month. We had there. Yeah,
this one screams. Jen and Nestor. This just screams it.
Go ahead.
This weekend, the
Don't
Maryland.
Don't tell me it's country music. Don't do that. That wouldn't be me.
No, it's the Maryland State Barbecue Bash.
Oh, okay. I'm there.
Up in Bel Air, Harford County, Maryland's State Barbecue Bash. Feasting on barbecue, music. The lottery will be there Friday. And Saturday this weekend, the 14th and 15th. Hey, you know, you could probably.
You know how they do things in Bel Air? One night will be country, one night will be rock and roll. I'll just pick the rock and roll night. That's the way it always works.
then hopefully
it's every festival
you can enjoy ever. That.
Yeah.
And for something that I can guarantee you will also be for you know, a lot of times do niche things that are very unique and cater to maybe a smaller slice of the Marylanders. But we'll be at the Maryland Five Star at Fair Hill again. Last year we were there. We'll be there again this year. And that is in Cecil County. So we try to get out to some counties maybe we don't get to on a regular basis. And then a very fun event, one we've enjoyed doing now for several years. You may be familiar with it, a Purple Evening, October 17th.
My wife has attended that evening many, many times. That's a big one.
Yeah, we love that. It's a great crowd. It's a very fan friendly event. It's a nice night. Hopefully the weather will cooperate. But that's a great night on the 17th. And the other deadline on the 17th, as you alluded to before, Nestor, if you have people out there that want to potentially win a trip with the Ravens on the team plane to go to Jacksonville.
Here it is. Here are the tickets right here. You got to do it.
Non-winning tickets must be entered by October 17th because we will draw that lucky winner and there will only be one winner on the 18th. So hopefully next week we'll be able to update that information for you as well.
Well, I let everybody know that at Cooper's, we had a $20 winner a couple weeks ago. We're going to be at Fadley's on Friday for my birthday, eating crab cakes for breakfast, because that's the way everybody's birthday should begin. And a holiday weekend for me, my birthday, we're going to be celebrating the Maryland Lottery in conjunction with our friends at Goodwill and Window Nation. We're doing the crab cake tour with some new friends and some old friends downtown at Lexington Market, the old Lexington Market, what's left of it with Fadley's, and the new Lexington Market. And of course, our friends at Fadley's are going into Catonsville. John, we get together next week. I don't know if this will be back on mothballs. I don't know how your Guardians hat's holding up here. You still have some confidence here? I mean, feeling okay? I mean,
you know what? I've seen enough of these things from both sides. So, you know, down 3-1 in a best of seven, up 3-1 in a best of seven. So, we've got games to play. And,
there was something about hearing Bob Costas start reciting off the top. The Red Sox, they suffered and the Cubs suffered. But no one has suffered in modern times more than the tribe, I can't say that anymore, but 74 years, right? That, now I know it's a number. 1951, they were swept by the Giants, and I'm thinking to myself, I had a 1948 Cleveland Indians World Series program. I collected that sort of thing as a kid. You know, those 90s, I was at those games and it was cold and there was Albert Bell and Carlos Baerga. Nice. I love those memories, but it's been a little while. It's been a day. It's been 27 years or whatever, right?
It would be nice. It would be nice. We'll patiently wait our turn. But hey, speaking of patience,
yes.
Happy birthday, Nestor.
I'm not celebrating him anymore. I'm trying to make him go backwards.
I don't know. You spent the first 5 minutes saying how you were going to celebrate it, so I don't mean you're not celebrating it anymore.
You don't brag about it, though. You don't want to say how old you are. You just want to say it's my birthday. I'm getting younger.
Good.
Hey, great report this week.
Next week, there'll be a pinch hitter here. I don't know who yet.
Well, how could it ever be this good?
A lot of people say that.
I invited Roz down for my birthday. I can't do any more. Greg from Northeast and all the OGs from the WNST sports family. John Martin, he is the director of all things lottery and gaming, but not Swark, but getting things open and the mobile things happening. And I'll see you up in Perryville, and I'll see you on Friday as well down at Fadley's. We are WNST, AM 1570, Towson, Baltimore. We never stop talking Baltimore positive.